Welcome to 40 Days of Springsteen, where we take a Springsteen lyric and discuss it, sharing our thoughts about it. Here is today's episode.
Hi, this is Terry Smith from the UK. I've been lucky enough to be a guest of Jesse's on Setlisting Bruce. I've co-hosted my own podcast with him, Tea Time with Terry, and I'm now delighted to be part of what I think is just a brilliant idea of the 40 Days of Springsteen. The song and the lyric I would like to talk about today is Into the Fire. But before I get into that, let me briefly just tell you about the recent event that was the driver for me choosing this song and this lyric. It's a course, I've literally just finished it, I signed up for through a friend. It was eight weeks, 2 hours every Tuesday night with a dozen other people. And it was with an organization called Action for Happiness. Do take a look at their website, actionforhappiness.org. On there, there's a great, massive great content. But basically, it's a worldwide organization of people who committed to trying to build a happier and more caring society. If you get a chance to sign up for one of their courses, I'd really recommend it. I met a great bunch of people. I've got a whole host of new friends. I had a lot of fun and I learned a lot. And those learnings have literally impacted and changed my daily routine. So as you can hear, I'm a bit of a fan. But in each of those sessions, they made a lot of use of sort of YouTube videos of experts, etc. And I think it was week four, there was a loving kindness meditation by a lady called Sylvia Boorstein, which is B-O-O-R-S-T-E-I-N. So if you go onto YouTube, that will find it. And in this, she was actually being interviewed in front of 300 people, and she decided to do a spontaneous guided meditation. And it was actually a blessing, was her words. And she asked people to say in their heads and to themselves, feel safe, feel strong, feel content, live with ease. And she takes people through that. And then towards the end, she says, think about the people in front and behind you and to the left and to the right. And in your head, say it to them too. And then when she asks people to open their eyes, she just says, isn't it great to be in a room full of blessed people? And it was. I had my 12 new friends and it felt good, but it instantly connected me to seeing Bruce do Into the Fire on the Rising Tour. I was lucky enough to see that tour 6 times. Into the Fire either finished the main set or was the penultimate song on each occasion. You know, if you look at the song, clearly on one level it's a song to the incredibly brave firefighters who literally at 9/11, you know, they went into the fire in the Twin Towers. And on that level it works it really is an impactful song. But as so often is the case with Bruce live, I certainly felt it changed its meaning. And I always used to refer to it as a prayer, but I think a blessing is a much better word. And I always thought it was Bruce and the band, because there's that bit towards the end where they stop playing and they all just sing. But each of them singing to each individual member of the audience. And of course, the vast majority of that audience is singing straight back at them. And it really just did feel an incredibly connected, communal experience. And it did feel, now I look in retrospect, as a blessing, and I did feel blessed.
May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love bring us love. May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love bring us love.
That's my choice of lyric. That's the reason. Thank you again, Jesse, for having this idea, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of 40 Days of Springsteen. Please let us know your thoughts. You can email us at setlustingbruce@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at JesseJacksonDFW. Thank you for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.